Hello everyone and welcome to the fortnightly download with me, Villainous Cosplay, and the powerful demon William Wallace!
Hello!
Yeah, so what we're gonna do, instead of changing up with different guests, we're gonna do like a fortnightly download of everything that's been going on in cosplay, the cinema, comic world, and the comic world, things of that nature. So, let's talk about the big event that happened not too long ago, the big Capital Sci-Fi Con. It was really, really good. I went the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday, and oh, it was absolutely amazing. I really enjoyed it. If I remember correctly, the Friday only got there near the end, unfortunately, but that's what happens when you get pulled into work accidentally.
First of all, can I just say, you were absolutely insane for doing 3 days.
I know.
I don't understand.
I had planned 3 different costumes, but I was like, I can't be bothered bringing a big, huge suitcase with me. So, and plus, Classic Boomerang wasn't finished up to my standard yet.
Oh, right.
And I'm very picky about that. And the Friday, it was basically a shit costume for me together. It's just like Iron Fist from the first season of the...
Aye.
The Netflix show, which I thought was alright. It's unfortunate a lot of the Marvel stuff is going away now, but
yeah.
Oh well, that's the way it goes. I think it's Saturday, the Friday, I wasn't really there, so I couldn't say if it was dead busy or not, because I was only there at the end, unfortunately. But the Saturday and the Sunday was absolutely jumping, and it was brilliant. And there was a lot of really great cosplayers there. I managed to run into the Rebel Legion folk and the 501st as well. They're always good fun as well.
Yeah.
The Darth Vader guy was like, I think I know you from somewhere. Because I was doing like Skywalker, obviously. That was good fun though. Obviously, the first thing I did was I went into the Wampa Cave.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because that was the whole, that was mine. That costume, partially done that costume. It was really good though, although I wish I'd made it a bit later because I was sweating my guts out. So if I remember right, the best character performance winner was Fiona, who did Mary Poppins. The best armour, I think, was, I'm trying to remember, the guy that did the Draugr.
Oh, aye.
Yeah, and...
That was really good.
And if I remember correctly, the best fabric was the Catwoman, noir Catwoman person, if I remember correctly, and that was really good as well. Everybody, it was really difficult though, because everybody was being really meta that day. They wouldn't break character, you know what I mean? It was like, oh, come on. And I mean, the guy was really struggling to try and ask him how they go, oh, how'd you get your costume together? And I was like, oh, well, what costume? I was like, I just fucking see you made it. Do you know what I mean? So I say that in a way that didn't break character. It's like, well, it's part of your training. With the Resistance, you have to make your own survival gear, because
yeah.
We don't get big shipments in, because we're a bunch of fucking rebels, you know what I mean? And, real scum. It feels like we're getting big shipments of bloody stuff in, do you know what I mean? So, that's that was the way I did it. I think I won, I don't remember what you said, the best runner-up. So, I think it was, I was mainly going for the character win, but I was there for just to help raise money for charity. That's the big reason I go to Capital. It's probably one of the best events. It's between that and MCM. It's between the two, I would say it's the best one. But I feel like Capital's different. It's got more of that feeling of the smaller events where you can kind of mingle a bit more. But with MCM, you feel like you're rushing a bit everywhere, and you're having to, like, oh, I need to see this, I need to go with that.
That's kind of the feeling I get, like, when I go. I have to get there as early as I can, so I can see everything before I can mingle.
With Capital, it feels a wee bit better. It feels like you can just take it a wee bit easier and just, like, get to see things better that way.
And it's also, like, a mixture of everything, so it's not just the same stalls over and over again. Like, there's actual, like, creators, you there's different actual creators. Like for example, I know a guy called Dave Chapman, and he'll make like, he's like wooden kind of
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
he made my machete.
Yeah. Boxing back,
right,
exactly.
Jason. I like that he does the home kits. Mm-hmm. That you can put it together yourself as well as buying his finished stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like gives you a little bit more leeway with creatively, because if you're, I'm just, for instance, because obviously I bought a machete. With a machete, that could be used for a lot of different characters, that way.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing for him. That'll probably feel like he's helping people a little bit more that way, rather than, oh, I'm only selling this particular machete for this particular character. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus, it helps you feel, as a cosplayer, that you can do more things with it as well.
Yeah.
And you're being a little bit more creative than just buying it finished, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I think if I remember right, Travis Myers, he was the guy that made it.
I love Travis.
He made the little decals on my jacket.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really fun talking to him, because me and him, obviously I knew him for doing the Mandalorians and things like that.
Yeah.
So I asked him to make those, because I knew he was a Star Wars stuff, and so he'd be the exact guy to talk to, if you know.
He and Zach McCann, they're... help me make my Mandalorian, so...
I think it was really good, I think this year's one was really, really good. I think the first one that I went to anyway, it was good as well, but I feel like everyone's got a little bit something different of capital. There's always like a little bit of something different there for each one, which helps it feel better, if you know what I mean. So it doesn't often at MCM I feel like it just repeats itself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's expected to be kind of the same.
We know what's going to be there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But obviously.
The guests will be different, but generally everything's always the same in the exact same location.
Yeah.
You get the same stalls, the exact same place as they were last year, the year before. You know, it's like.
What else? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only thing I remember seeing at MCM different last time was this 3D scanner thing, and you could get yourself printed out in a 3D printer.
Oh, that's a
great
scanner.
I thought that was quite a cool thing.
Yeah.
But honestly, that capo was absolutely brilliant. But we've got to talk about the Oscars, haven't we?
Oh, aye.
Because we finally, after, I think it seems like 50 years or something, Marvel has finally got a couple of Oscars under its belt. I know, it took so long. I really think that a couple of the Marvel films should have been in with a shout of an Oscar beforehand, but I think it depends on what you think and feel about those types of movies, I suppose. But I think Black Panther definitely deserved the best costume creation or whatever that is. Because I love looking at those costumes. It's between that and the Mad Max Fury Road costumes that I thought are been my favourites. Do you know what I mean? I really want them to do what they did with Mad Max and kind of do a little walkthrough. This is how the beginning of... Homemonger suit got started. This is how it changed over time and things like that. The development of it, I want to see them do that.
A behind the scenes kind of thing.
I really loved that evolve. But we got to talk about Spider-Verse. That definitely deserved the animated. There was nobody even close to it. Not even somebody on your peripheral with vision that was going to get it. I think the only thing I could think of animated wise that didn't even come out was maybe Wreck-It Ralph 2. I feel like it was, to be honest with you, it wasn't as good as the first one. I felt like they tried to involve the internet and all that kind of
memes
thing
and shit.
But I think overall it went really well. I think overall Marvel came out and said, we got that. It's like Leonardo's been sitting waiting, they finally got them in, do you know what I mean?
We're a DC lawyer. Fuck, no, that's your first time, man.
Did you wear best makeup? Did you wear best makeup? Did you? I've got some spare Oscars here that I left under the bed.
Another fine addition to my collection.
I think it was just brilliant, all the costume design in the Black Panther. Honestly, I could just actually look at those costumes like forever and a day and just pick out something new every time. I knew that they were going to have to win Best Costume Designer. Nobody else I could think of that was going to get it. Yeah. I think it was, was it Sound Mixing?
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
It was like Technical Awards, but to be honest with you, Black Panther was such a big movie that I think it maybe should have been in a shoot for Best Movie as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was, I can't remember if it was nominated, but I think it might have been. But I think it was Rami Malek was always going to win the Best Actor.
Yeah.
Just from his material of Freddie Mercury, there was nobody else that I could think of that was even anywhere close to getting the best actor for that, because he was Freddie Mercury.
I know. It's weird, man.
It just looks so much like him as well with the teeth in, and then the way that the whole cast actually interacted with each other as part of the accident was, I thought, really good, because there was nobody I felt was that. Roger Taylor would say that, or Brian May would say that. It's like they got me like absolutely on. I was like, yes.
Definitely.
So some of the scenes in it, I just fucking laughed. So when the drummer guy goes off and there's a wee rager and goes, like, Freddie just goes, there's only room in his band for one Mr. McQueen. And I was like, yes. You can just imagine that happening.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's the kind of thing that I just love that. So I love that movie so much. Obviously, but movies, there's always one or two things I say. Would you pay the price of the ticket to go see it? And I would definitely say it was worth the £24.
Oh, that's what I
see.
See these actors just give us a concert. just do Queen.
Well, I'd actually seen that. Do you know the Live Aid performance?
Aye.
They thought. Was that we'll try it once to get it in one take, because we're either going to get it the first time or we're not going to get it. They got it in the first take with Live Aid, and I was like, yes.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Because they were going to like film it in chunks,
aye,
if you know what I mean. But the guy's like, was like, let's try it at least once,
yeah,
and see if we can get it down the first time. And then they got it down. So, and it was just, it's so great to see Rami Malek get it as well, because I think he's been such an underrated actor for a lot of. Quite a long time.
Yeah.
Really loved him in Mr. Robot. I thought he was really good in that.
He was quite good in Until Dawn, I think. He was quite good.
Well, do you know, I always remember him from Night in the Museum.
Oh, he's in that?
I remember he was like the mummy guy.
Oh, that's right, he was.
Aye. But honestly though, I'm a little bit sad for Marvel as well. Because all the TV series are going on.
Yeah, they're all being affected by the
The Thanos snap. I think it'll be maybe another 2 or 3 years to maybe get another Defenders thing.
Yeah.
I think it'll be animated probably.
Yeah, going the way of Hellboy. It's just like, don't get those one movies anymore. It's just animated stuff now. It's just like,
I know, but I think Disney they'll try to gear towards that more now. Because if you remember, they did Inhumans, and they've got that other kind of mutant show.
Oh, that's right, that was a thing, wasn't it? That was a thing.
Yeah, like 2 minutes. So the only reason I'd heard
it
about it was because...
It left as soon as it came.
Only reason I'd heard of it was because of the guy that played Ramsay in Game of Thrones was in it. That's the only reason I seen it. I was like, oh, well, maybe he's a good actor, maybe it'll be good.
Yeah.
That's a lie. And it's just a shame as well, because I feel like the Inhuman story is a really good story, and it could be done something with it.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're constantly trying to recapture that X-Men animated series
thing.
Oh, I just not gonna, that was lightning in my bolt, you're not gonna get that again.
Yeah.
Although we've got a lot of stuff from the old days coming back in now. We had the new Dragon Balls thing coming into the cinema, don't we?
Well, it's funny you should say, because, you know, as a massive Dragon Ball fan, I don't want you to be here all day. You're absolutely... Oh, it was so good. It was so good, man. I can't even talk about it, because spoilers, in case anybody's seen it.
Do you feel that what's going on with Vic is like...
I don't quite know what's like, what the whole script is. I know the basis of it, but I don't quite know like
I don't know the ins and outs either, but I know the basic allegations that are going on. I don't know. I feel like in a way that it is good to talk about that thing, those kind of things, and getting if it is okay, because I like to see, you know, if it is obvious or whatever, like the amount of people saying, I like to side on the innocent until proven guilty thing.
Yeah.
But the amount of people that's coming out, I feel like a kind of Harvey Weinstein kind of moment.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the same way, I don't know,
you've got to take both sides. You kind of need to be in the know.
I don't feel like that it doesn't involve people that I know directly.
I like all these actors and they do seem like generally nice people, but it's like you don't really know.
Dark side to those kind of people, because I feel like people that are in a position of power, they say there's loads of things like power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Maybe it's that side of things that, I don't know, it could be true, it could not be true, but I don't know, I think for the movie's sake, I think it's important to separate the two different things, but maybe for some people they can't, because that guy is inherently involved with that, because he has been the voice of Tony for quite a long period
and
of time.
And the time he was on, like, Mr. Teeth and all sorts of
things. Out from that, is it? So, the early signs are not good for him, and hopefully...
I do hope it gets resolved.
Hopefully the truth comes out, and hopefully whoever's guilty or whoever's innocent gets proven to be so.
Yeah.
But I think you've got a lot of different things coming in now as well from the old age. I've seen that they're going to recut the Teen Titans movie that was just out.
Yeah.
A lot of people are still arguing trying to get the original Teen Titans back. How dare you leave us on that cliffhanger? Bastards! It's just running towards a big white door, and it's like, so what happens next?
Well, it's funny to say, like, the DLU, the DC Animated Universe has come back.
I can't wait. Although I keep hearing these rumours that apparently they're supposed to be doing something with X-Men again.
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know, they've been saying that for a while.
Yeah. Is this MCU X-Men, or is this like a different thing?
I think it's supposed to be like the off-cut characters, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Like the characters are not really important.
Yeah.
The same as like the What Had They Did Logan, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be like the team, it's supposed to be set in that universe after Kate now. The female Logan clone.
Oh, X-23.
They're supposed to be doing something with her in an animated sense.
Oh, aye.
But
is this like the New Mutants type thing? Or is like,
they're supposed to be working on that, apparently. But that's apparently, do you know what I mean? They've been saying about, we'll do something else with X-Men. It's like, I've heard that before. We've had the trailer drop for Dark Phoenix as well. Yeah. That looks really good.
See, I love X-Men. I don't even care if it's bad. I just love X-Men. Before this movie finishes, I want them to at least wear their classic costumes, especially. Logan's not in this one anymore.
No.
Oh, that's right.
Well, Hugh Jackman says he's not coming back, but I reckon if they drop a wee bag of Dolorinos in front of him, do you know what I mean?
Right.
He could be convinced to come back. The one thing I want to see him come back, like, so badly with is in Deadpool.
Oh, aye.
Just so bad. Just even if it's two sayings.
Yeah.
Just like, even if it's just like they're walking across the street, they don't recognise each other, they just pass each other the street, that's fine.
Die.
Okay, that'll do me. Just for them that you finally have that moment,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just like so much. And that is, as well as I've seen this fan fiction thing where Tobey Maguire is in the, or one of the other Spider-Man actors gets into the new Deadpool movie.
Oh, right.
And he's Ryan Reynolds' boyfriend. And then it's called Peter Perkley or something like that. And is it, they don't say that he is Spider-Man, but what they do is like he picks up his clothes and all, he bends down a little bit, and then you see like the spandex costume underneath or something. It's like, nah, you don't do that. Just like it actually just. Right to the person who ever wrote that, get the rights to that fucking idea. Do exactly that. So I'm really scared about next Deadpool though, because after like the buying up of Marvel stock by Disney, do you know what I mean?
Wait, is it an actual thing? Is it actually coming?
As far as I know, what the reason why they did the Christmas thing is that might be the way that they're heading in the future, which is, I think, a bad idea. They should just let it be whatever it is.
Yeah.
But, maybe they'll just let it be its own thing, do you know what I mean?
Right.
And just keep it separate, because as far as I know, Fox did hold on to a couple of the things, which is why they're still doing the television series and things like that.
Right.
So, as I said, maybe it's the background characters, stuff like that.
X-Force and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it'll be like characters that Marvel realistically were never going to do anything with anime.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But as far as I've seen, Ryan Reynolds hasn't said anything about it. And I would guess that Ryan Reynolds would be the one to go, right, hey guys, like, here's a petition to get me, like, to keep my own shit, basically.
Yeah.
Because it is, like, you've got to hand it to him.
Oh,
he's the guy that got that money done. So if it wasn't for him, that the first movie would exist, really.
Yeah.
They were going to show it. Until somebody, and I use quotation marks, leaked
somebody,
and quotation marks, Ryan Reynolds, leaked the test footage. It was definitely him. He's like, oh, must it be smart smile?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Was not me. Same way as, I keep on seeing the guy that's Spider-Man now.
Right.
What's his name?
Tom Holland?
Tom Holland. Somebody put up on Twitter, Tom Holland accidentally leaks the entire movie onto Twitter, and then he goes, oh shit, did I? Because he's that bad at accidentally spoiling the movie. Because if you watch, you'll see him in interviews, and he's always with somebody now.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's normally the guy that plays Doctor Strange.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch. It's normally him. And there's once he goes, well, I'm in this movie, and then he goes, ah, blah, 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 and comes his I remember when he was on, I think it was the Ellen DeGeneres show, and then he goes, well, is it all what happens in this movie? He goes, I don't know. Because all I know is I was in a movie and I was beside somebody covered in a green suit with like white little spots. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. That's how bad Marvel thinks he is. It's like they're not actually willing to let him film his own movie.
Oh god.
That's how bad he is.
Do you know what I mean? I think he's just like, obviously he's young and he's excited as any of us being in those movies.
Well, he's a bigger fan than any of us, man.
And he just gets carried away a little bit. Oh, I can't believe I'm in this movie. Oh, I get to fight Electro. Oh, shit.
Oops. Oops. Sorry, not sorry.
The new one that looks, the Mysterio one looks really good.
Yeah.
From the water, I think they might make Mysterio a good guy at first and then turn him.
Because
It looks as if he's helping Spider-Man at first against the water guy.
Hydro-Man?
Yeah, Hydro-Man. And that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
But I think, if I remember correctly, this movie is supposed to be set slightly before the Infinity Stones. So that's how come they're getting that as well. But I don't know. I keep on waiting for the next Infinity War movie. Marvel likes being a dick tease with us.
Definitely.
I don't think they've released a little trailer for it, a little teaser thing as well. And just wait until it's just do it.
So I have a theory. So it's been a lot of kind of behind the scenes stuff about, you know, and sort of marketing stuff where it's like they're all back in their kind of, you know, first Avengers uniforms, and I'm thinking, alright, so there's obviously some time travel stuff going on here, so I'm thinking at some point they're going to have a running with Kang the Conqueror. They will have a running with him, because if they mess about the timeline, that affects Kang the Conqueror's future. He's like a conqueror of our Earth, you know, the future. So if they change it, he's like, enough of that, I'm coming to sort you out. It's like,
but they've got, I think they'll have to put something Thanos has been like the main guy for like the last 2 years.
Because
they've been setting
them up see you, Jamie.
Ever since, trying to remember the part, I think it was the first Avengers movie.
Aye.
He was actually confirmed as being in, if you remember correctly. I suppose you could maybe say that he was there since the beginning, because the Tesseract and things like that, so that's obviously an Infinity Stone.
Yeah.
So they've got to try and start building it up for the next one, because we all know that a lot of the Avengers are going to be.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
No,
I. Right. I reckon out of all of them, I think we'll probably keep back Black Widow, because they want that Wonder Woman money.
Oh, I.
And I'm even going to mention the words here. So Marvel wouldn't have made a woman based movie if Wonder Woman wasn't so successful.
That's true.
They wouldn't have made it yet.
Think about all the previous ones, like Catwoman. Catwoman's just
bombed.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a PC word here, but yeah, pretty much.
I'm trying to remember.
Not a PC word, but you know, like a family friendly word.
I'm trying to think, like, even if there has been a successful female, I think Elektra was okay with it.
Oh god, that's right, that was a thing.
Yeah. I think I did thing. Okay, didn't yeah. I? But I can't really remember. I'm even going to lie. So, let's be truthful. If that Wonder Woman movement hadn't done so well, it could have set things back so far.
Oh,
but, and, you know, they're saying me that Aquaman saved them from Justice League.
Yeah.
I feel like Wonder Woman and Aquaman weren't as good as what they were.
Wonder Woman pretty much carried the whole franchise by herself, man. Yeah.
Say if Wonder Woman had had done like maybe halfway decently well,
mm-hmm.
that'd been it. They would have scrubbed the DC Universe and stuff again, which is why we see maybe Ben Affleck leaving. But I think
that's the thing, like, they've completely restructured everything that they did. So not like after Aquaman and Shazam, and a couple more other movies, they're no longer connecting their movies. They're just doing standalone things now. And
I think we might get something like Justice League of America, maybe.
Oh.
So then we can get. So that'd be they're still getting them in. So I think they'll still make the Cyborg.
Mm.
I think they'll still make a Cyborg movie. And I think they'll still make a Flash movie.
Mm.
But I think it'll depend on how well Marvel Workers first does.
Yeah. Because they're doing a lot of multiverse stuff as well, so it's like obviously you get your Joker movie coming, you get like all sorts of stuff.
Oh,
No, I want a real Clement Four. I want a Plastic Man film starring Johnny Knoxville. That's my film. I want it. DC, if you're listening, you know, cover
it. I've heard the support. There's a lot of things going on now. The Birds of Prey, the first trailer for a lot of teaser trailers came out for that. And looking at the actors, they're not investing a lot of money in it.
Even costumes, again, like, you see Ewan McGregor wearing his mask. I mean, oh no, it's just.
He's just in a business suit, but that is.
Yeah.
That has costume, really, yeah. If you know what I mean? Cause that's
I just need to take his Ewan McGregor mask off, and it'll like, be the blank mask under it.
Well, do you know the only problem with having Ewan McGregor in the movie is? So if he's constantly above everybody, he can't be defeated. Just constantly have the high ground. He can't beat you. And I remember there was this thing on the Star Wars Facebook page.
Yeah.
That was showing like old Alec Guinness stroking his beard as Obi-Wan, and then the animated guy stroking his beard, and then Ewan McGregor stroking his beard, because it's like the ultimate Obi-Wan move. And I put it in the comments, is that I think you find having the high ground is his ultimate move. This isn't it. It's like, but imagine if he had the beard stroke whilst on the high ground. It'd just be like OP, just Darth Vader would like crushing your little ball. So I'm not even going to fight you, just jumps like slightly above him, and it just goes with the beard, and it just no! And the Death Star implodes.
It's like his beard's just full of like fairy dust, and it's just like he's just shakes, and it's like.
Well, I think the reason for Ben Affleck leaving isn't because he wanted to be done with Batman. I think it's because of his. The alcohol stuff,
yeah.
Which I think it's good for him because at least he's trying to.
I feel
help
like
himself,
he's.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like he feels kind of under pressure to get the next one, you know, bang on.
Well, he's such a big fanboy about it.
I get,
so.
Yeah.
And I feel so sorry for him because I think he never got a chance to be Batman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He didn't get his own film.
I know.
Which I feel is a lot. And there's lots of rumours going about who's supposed to be
in the next Batman. I want him to be in the next Batman, but it's like, I want him to make it the way he wants to, not more or less what Warner Bros. DC wants him to make, you know what I mean? Like, give him creative freedom, you know what I mean?
I think, yeah, it's supposed to be the next one.
Because supposedly the next movie has like four villains in it, so it's like, if Ben Affleck was to return, that'd be amazing though. That'd be pretty good.
If I remember correctly, the director said Cyborg said just because Ben Affleck isn't here now doesn't mean he can't come back.
That's true, yeah.
So I think they're trying to do it softly. Mm-hmm. So I think what they might do is just say to Ben Affleck, look, go and sort whatever it is you think needs sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll hold a position for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we believe in you,
yeah.
And then maybe do like get maybe Red Hood in.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because the next Batman is supposed to have a younger Batman, so it's supposed to take place before kind of the DCU. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, so it could he could come back. You know what I mean,
I
want him to come back.
I hope he does.
But I would also maybe like it's not a nitpick, but I'd like to see like. Willem Dafoe come as the Joker.
Oh, that'll never happen.
I know, but
he's too old.
I know, but he is too old.
He's too old.
So was I, if you remember.
I think he could maybe do. I think you're gonna say
Yeah, I like him as Norman Osborn. I won't lie.
That movie was so fucking good, but cheesy and
exactly.
Good,
yeah.
Like bad and cheesy and good,
yeah.
And the exact same amount of quantities.
Yeah.
And just as I think if he'd got a little bit more action freedom into it.
Oh, aye.
I think he really could have made that work.
See, I would have loved it even more.
Really
I would have loved it even more if they'd used. Do you remember the original Green Goblin mask?
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
So imagine if they used that for the actual film. Imagine if they used that. And
that
they still could have.
His acting ability is his like versatile face. If you know what I mean. That's how come if you look at him.
Always a weird looking man.
The best bit in that movie for me is the mirror scene.
Oh aye.
So, all these good things happen. through in of it, and you can see that it's his psyche breaking, and that was in one shot, and he got it really perfect. And it's
I don't care what anybody says, the film was really good as Ryuk in Death Note. I know
Oh, he was really good in that.
But I quite
liked the fucking girl, they scream in it. Oh, what was that about?
I won't lie to you, I'd react the same way if I saw that thing.
But that's not the way.
I know.
That's like so fine. It's like, oh, I was expecting something like this because I've been a little shit, but it's been my forces pure my nature. I keep on hoping to see him do something.
Because they are going to make another one, apparently, so I hope he does come back for a video game.
Well, I keep on hoping that. I'll keep on saying it, I want him to come back as Norman Osborn.
I know.
And not as a Green Goblin. Like, let him build it first.
Yeah.
Do him as Norman Osborn first.
Yeah.
And then maybe in a subsequent movie, have him turn it into a Green Goblin.
Do you remember years ago when Amazing Spider-Man came out and they were supposed to make, like, this universe where it was like, had like the Sinister Six and all, and had like Venom on their own kind of universe? So it'd be like, it'd be separate from Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3, it would be like the Amazing Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man 3 and 4, and you have like the Sinister Six, and you'd have like, I can't remember, I think it was Venom they would have, and then it had like Silver Sable originally, so I don't quite.
Although, talking about Silver Sable, I just managed to finish Marvel.
Oh,
I
didn't know, I knew who she was, but I didn't know a lot about her until that game came out, so I'm like, I knew she was an assassin of some kind, or she was, but I don't know.
I feel like they did it nicely, kind of, for the first game. I don't think they wanted to take a lot of risks, but they had this in a sort of team. Rhino, Electro, Doc Ock as well.
Oh,
and of course, they may have been set up for Venom in the future.
Well, it's a Green Goblin set up as well, because obviously you see
bombs.
Yeah. So, but I hope we don't go with the ultimate route, where it's a big green skin thing again, he's like a monster.
Oh,
I want to have classic Green Goblin, you know what I mean? Like, big ears, the Emerald Elf.
I think maybe what they might do is Hobgoblin.
Oh.
That's the route I think they're going to go. Hobgoblin.
Well, it's funny, can we revert back to like the Willem Dafoe thing for a second? I would like to see Mark Hamill as the Hobgoblin, because if you remember the 90s Spider-Man, he played the Hobgoblin, so I'm like, I would love him to play as Hobgoblin.
That's the only reason he was in that, was it the Flash that he was in as a trickster?
Oh, aye.
That's the only reason he was in the Flash, because he wanted to be the Joker, yeah. And he was like, I'm too old to do it, and I don't look like him. He's like, I just wanted him to do, like, what, maybe have him shot in the dark, and you can maybe see the outline of him when he the Joker face on, the Joker voice on, and do it the way that they did Harley Quinn and for their version of Suicide Squad, if you know what I mean. And then just
my friend William Campbell does a brilliant Mark Hamill Joker voice, like spot on. He read like the Joker's eulogy from the anime series, and he's done a laugh, haven't it? Spot on. I've never been so starstruck in all my days, man.
It's good to see all that stuff coming back, though, because we've got Star Wars coming back in soon as well. We've not had anything major from them yet.
Yeah.
I think they'll probably aim for around about maybe summer, Christmas time, it just depends.
Well, because like they've got a lot of sort of, a couple of things kind of, they've got like Fallen Order, which is like a game that's coming in. So apparently, I was reading a thing on Facebook.
It's supposed to be EA's last chance. Yeah.
Oh god, that's like last chance.
Like, why would you give him another chance? Like, they, it's like for them, if they able to fix it that fast, they knew that they had fucked up.
Yeah.
Like before it was
definitely.
Even done.
I'm still trying to find ways to like Battlefront 2, like the new Battlefront 2. I'm struggling there, but they made a new update.
Yeah.
The Chosen One, and it's like they've made new clone skins. So you get some old clone skins for free, and you get new ones. And I'm like, okay, I quite like the new clone skins, but you still don't get to put, you don't get to fly the gunship. You don't get to fly the Republic gunship. That's like the biggest sin for me. Because in the older games, I was always the cavalry. I always brought the big guns, and now I can't do that.
I think the problem is
you maniac.
I think the problem is their own Star Wars games or something. It feels like these ones are some shit.
Yeah, it's like
I like the single player aspect.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like as if it's we'll just fling that out there. Well, this is wrong.
I will say this: it's the best looking and the most kind of realistic feeling Star Wars game. Like everyone moves realistically.
I will say that they've got like, a lot of good.
Every grain of sand, every grain of Anakin's favourite thing, sand, like everything feels real and looks real, but
they did something, a new type of animation for it called photo realisation or something. And what they did was they actually took like photographs of actual leaves and things like that, and they actually scanned them and all that kind of thing.
That is awesome. I'm not a big tech whiz, but I did read up on that. That is amazing.
I think a lot of people are gearing towards the Unreal Engine as well now. A lot of things are coming out including Aladdin.
Oh god.
Let's talk about more Russian religion.
Oh god.
Let's talk. Do you know what it reminds me of? There was this really old television series on CBBC. I remember it called Genie in a Bottle or something.
Yes,
like that.
I remember that.
That's what reminds me of.
I was leaning more along the lines of Bogley Martin, but okay. Bogley Martin. The memes for this is unbelievable, man.
I think it could have worked. Yeah. It could have worked. Yeah. It still could work. Maybe we are just seeing bad trailers. Yeah. Bad looks. But I felt if it was smoky, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say more smoke. Like, yeah, more. Yeah.
Do you know what I seen was a really good idea for it? No. I was like, they should have done that. Have Jack Black be the genie.
Oh my god.
Imagine just, I wouldn't even rate any lines for him.
Is an absolute
I would just
hero.
Let him like, do what Robin Williams done.
Jack Black is an absolute
want.
Hero.
I love Jack Black. Did you see the distracted boyfriend thing? But some guy was walking up the road with his girlfriend, and the guy looks back, and it's Jack Black. He's like, "Oh, Jack Black!
Oh my!
Give me some Tenacious, please."
And what's it, mate? Tenacious D.
I heard that they're supposed to be doing like a gig in Glasgow.
Oh please.
And the SCCC.
Oh.
Obviously too many C's with that. It's just going forever, the SCCC.
Tenacious D and the SCCC.
I'll keep on hoping that they'll do another Tenacious D movie.
Oh god,
yeah.
I know they won't.
Because I know him and Kyle.
It could be like an older version of him, like sort of like Dumb and Dumber, but it's just them years later. It's just, but there's a lot of movies that are doing that now, like Jane, Silent Bob are doing that now, Bill and Ted are doing that now,
yeah,
older versions of
it. Seems
of
like a lot of older things are coming back now.
Yeah.
Like, vinyls are apparently quite in now. Vinyls in.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Well, it's the new in.
Well, I've heard that cassette tapes. I've heard that that's coming back because people are part of the Guardians of the Galaxy thing.
Oh,
they're making mixtapes for each other and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's what YouTube playlists are fucking
<No. laughs> Well, let me ask you this. When was the last time you bought a VHS? Oh, VHS.
I've been over the last VHS that I bought.
Yeah.
Hard Target and John Goldman.
Oh my god. How long ago was that, bro?
That was like 97?
Oh, 97. See, the last, I remember because the last videotape I bought was from Blockbuster. It was Jurassic Park 3 in 2001. That's how old I am.
Well, where we are in Castle Comics, there used to be a Blockbuster in this town centre.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, just across the road here. And,
also, shameless advertisement.
You're getting it in Castle Comics in the Greg. Purple Greg. Do you know, it's quite fun to remember all those kind of things.
Oh,
and it's kind of nice to see the new generation starting to come into those kind of things. Because if I remember right, the guy that wrote the original Dragon Balls,
yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
The only reason he'd finished with Dragon Balls, he was like, oh, that's a good way to end it, and that's me finished. I've got my money, I'll be fine with that amount of money. And then the live action Dragon Balls movie came out, and he was like, he hated that movie so much that he's created everything from then to now to make it uncanny.
Yeah.
He actually put in a line in the manga where he referenced the bit where Goku slips his hair back.
And it comes back up
and he just goes, and he wakes up and he just goes, oh, that was a really bad, that was a really corny dream. It's like, just no prisoners. It's like, oh, just like the thing where the two guys are just going, damn.
Well, it's funny you should say, because like, I remember this film years ago, Godzilla Final Wars,
and they had that,
OGzilla fighting fucking...
Do you know what they called it?
What was it?
Godzilla in name only.
I know.
Gino or something, and then...
Zilla, they called it, they shortened it to Zilla. They brought in OG to sort that wee thing out, man.
And then they just brought in this thing, and they just basically atomic punched it in the dick. I love that they bought the rights to that. Just imagine, for instance, maybe a million pounds to buy the rights to that. And they basically wasted £1 million on destroying it and never ever using it again.
Nope, never.
That's just the definition of spite.
It's just, you like this film? Yeah, fuck you.
See, this is the fucking shit. I fucking hate you. I just like to think about the original creators of Godzilla. I've got like a poster for that movie on their walls, and it's just full of holes because it's like the new fucking Darth Vader. So I'll get you, you and your bad plot.
Curse you. Then it's like next it's got like Godzilla the series, and it's like, you're next.
I remember Godzilla the series.
Right.
Oh, it's G-Man.
Nicotopolis.
That was because I was young and I was like easily impressionable. Do you remember Evolution as well? They're supposed to be bringing that back.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard that they're supposed to be doing something with it.
And Tuki Tuki don't work, right?
Oh, it's kind of fun though, because none of the new kids seen the new Dylan 10 movie,
so
like, they'll just be full up with people like me and you.
Yeah.
All the 25-year-olds just go, excellent!
But Keanu Reeves will end up rocking his, sort of John Wick kind
of thing. That'd be kind of funny. It's like somebody took his puppy, Bill's puppy, and then he's just...
the guy just doesn't find the shit funny anymore. It's just like, I don't know if you've noticed, Bill, but I've been through some shit, you know. Leave me alone.
Somebody took my puppy, Bill. I just can't believe
it. Definitely.
It's kind of fun though. You see all that stuff coming back. Finding a new younger audience.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe kind of harkens back to the people are thirsty for that kind of thing. The real ending or the final ending of those kind of stories that were left maybe a little bit open ended.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. What do you think started it all? Like started that kind of phase. I would think probably Samurai Jack kind of started that, where it's like they brought back sort of these kind of.
But what was the flagship thing?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of been going on for a while, because if you think about it, the only reason the X-Men movies exist. Was an X-Men animated series.
That's true,
But I wouldn't say that made all this old stuff come back. I feel like the first big thing that I remember going to have with Watcher, I remember that when I was a kid, was probably. It was probably Samurai Jack, actually, now that you're right, because I remember them, they were going to try and reboot it, and then they went over to Adult Swim.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit more harder that way.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was Powerpuff Girls when they brought back, and I was just like, "Shit!" I mean, that
Wait. But the movie though, the movie was quite good when it came out like years and years ago. Like,
yeah,
that was quite good.
I think I was kind of like Twitter.
Yeah.
And I think with Teen Titans as well, I think that's found its own kind of audience. I wouldn't say it's brilliant, but I appreciate it for its own thing.
It's not sticking to something else, it's just being what it wants, you know, being unapologetically.
But I
would, you know?
I've watched a few episodes.
I watched some bits of the movie, and the movie actually did make me laugh a few times.
Guy, the Batman bit, that was funny.
Batman returns, Batman forever. There is no stopping the Batman.
Right, so I think that's, catch us back in another 2 weeks and we'll talk about whatever else is happening in the cosplay world, the sort of a world of comic book world. And we'll catch you next time on the Villainous Cosplay Podcast.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.